This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. As the nation is battered by a perfect storm of societal, medical, and environmental troubles, President Donald Trump will make his case for another 4 years in accepting the GOP nomination. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
He painted a dark picture of America when Republicans first nominated him in Cleveland. Tonight, the president will say he's spent the 4 years since cleaning up the mess Joe Biden has created over 47 years. In excerpts of remarks he'll deliver on the South Lawn, he calls Biden an empty shell of a candidate, previewing what's likely to be an ugly 10 weeks before Election Day. The speech was nearly put off.
I was actually prepared to postpone
in case he needed to visit the Gulf Coast, which the president says got a little bit lucky when Hurricane Laura passed quickly. He'll go to Texas and Louisiana this weekend. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris stepped up her criticism of President Donald Trump Thursday, blasting him for a lack of leadership on the coronavirus pandemic hours before Trump's planned address on the final night of the Republican National Convention. In her first major Trump-focused speech since she joined the Democratic ticket, Harris said the president had bungled the response to the coronavirus, which has killed more than 180,000 people in the United States.
Donald Trump still won't take responsibility. He still won't act. And the tragedy in all of this is it didn't have to be this bad.
Harris and her running mate, former Vice President Joe Biden, have been largely silent during the first 3 days of the GOP convention, during which Republicans have tried to link them to violent protesters. This is VOA News. Laura has weakened to a tropical storm after blasting the Louisiana coast with high winds and heavy rain for hours. The system, which came ashore as a Category 4 hurricane early Thursday, is blamed for at least 6 deaths and widespread damage around Lake Charles, an industrial and casino city of 80,000 people. It is the most powerful storm to hit the U.S. this year. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said that hundreds of thousands of people are still without power.
The good news is we had more line crews pre-positioned in Louisiana ahead of landfall than ever before. But that is not to say that restoration of power is going to be done very quickly, because we believe there was tremendous damage done to the power infrastructure.
Rescuers have to wait for winds to die down before looking for survivors. Laura is now headed toward the center of the country. The governor of the state of Wisconsin traveled to Kenosha on Thursday, the site of several nights of protest after the police shooting of an unarmed black man. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers held a late afternoon news conference Thursday in Kenosha, the community that's been rocked by protests and unrest since the weekend shooting of Jacob Blake, a black man, by Kenosha police.
It is a serious time here in Kenosha.
Evers and Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes addressed both the shooting of Blake and Tuesday's fatal shooting of two protesters and the wounding of a third.
An outside agitator, someone who came in from Illinois with a long rifle, is able to just walk the streets freely like that's something normal that we should just come to expect.
17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse of Antioch, Illinois, faces several charges, including first-degree intentional homicide, which carries a mandatory life sentence in Wisconsin if convicted. I'm Mike Gracia.
Russian police have announced a preliminary probe into the circumstances of the sudden illness of opposition politician Alexei Navalny. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
President Putin's fiercest critic fell into a coma last week following a suspected poisoning as pressure has grown from Western officials to investigate. The Siberian branch of Russia's Interior Ministry has announced that it is establishing all the circumstances of the incident. Authorities say it will conduct forensic studies and collect items that may have probative value. Navalny, an opposition politician and corruption investigator, fell ill on a flight back to Moscow from Siberia and was taken to a hospital in the Siberian city of Omsk. He was later transferred to Charité Hospital in Berlin. I'm Karen Chamas.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.